You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. Well, what's going on? Well, we rolled the calendar over to November. What's coming up? Daylight saving time ends this weekend. It's the whole thing where people get an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, what else is going on? Let's see, we got new movies coming out in November. A new Marvel movie. Are you ready for that? I'm sure.
Who's in it?
New Hunger Games movie is coming out. A movie about Napoleon with Joaquin Phoenix is coming out this month. There's a lot of good stuff coming up.
Okay.
They say, however, that TV shows and movies are going to start getting hurt by this actor's strike. So
that's all right. I got plenty to catch up on.
So true.
So much to catch up on.
Hey, my show recommendation for people who like the crime shows, especially true crime shows, there's one on Netflix called
Should have wrote it down.
I know.
Time to take some ginkgo biloba.
It's not called The Accused. It's called an admission. No, it's not an admission. Okay, I'll look it up.
Okay.
Because now it's going to bug the crap out of me. Anyway, it's really good. What else is going on? TikTok has a new relationship test going around. Look, anytime you see things on TikTok like this, 9 times out of 10, you just roll your eyes because it's like really stupid. But this one, I think, has got something to it. Maybe just a kernel of truth to it. But they call it the bird test. And the whole idea is, let's say you started going out with someone and maybe you're at a coffee shop or something like that. And they say, while you're in the midst of a conversation, you know, just talking about random things, you bring up something that's totally unrelated to it, like insignificant. Like maybe you point out the window and you say, oh, my God, look at that really pretty bird or something like that. Now, if the person turns, looks, and starts to talk about it with you, like they express curiosity about what you're curious about, they say that's a really good sign. But if they just blow you off like, yeah. Anyway, back to my story. They say that could be a red flag. And I think there might be something to this, Jer.
So you have to distract them and then... Well, can't you just say, hey, what are your thoughts on peacocks?
I guess I think you'd have to make it so that it is it's normal for the conversation, like pointing out something that you see,
okay,
and see if they're able to adapt and show curiosity. Because I swear that is like the number one thing. Okay, maybe not the number one thing, but it's in the top five. Find somebody who's curious. Because if you're just with someone who's just blah, about the same old crap all the time and doesn't show curiosity. I like this, the bird test.
Doesn't it sound like you're just with somebody that's gullible?
No, but you know what? It doesn't surprise me that you are taking this attitude about this.
It just seems like an extra step that's silly. Like, I would just bring it up. Like, hey, I thought about being a zoologist once. What are your thoughts on peacocks?
But see, that's not...
Just pose the question, natural. See what they think.
I guess.
So it's natural to fake that
but
there's a bird outside?
It doesn't have to be birds. They call it the bird test as an example. Don't get too caught up in the birds.
I'm already caught up in the birds.
Right. Yeah, let me
see. So what else can you say?
Here.
Like, look out the window and look at that... What?
Yes, you can say whatever, Jeremy. Or not say anything at all. How about that? Why don't you not do the bird test? Besides, you're married. You don't need to worry about the bird
test.
One
of the greatest things about being with somebody for a long time is you can actually glance over and see something. And you both see it at the same time, and you both can just look at each other and know what each other's thinking. You don't have to talk about the made-up object, because it happened a few times yesterday at the school, where we saw this thing at the same time, and it was like, boom, we knew. And we both just smiled.
Well, I think I'm going to write a piece about this whole curiosity thing. I think it's really crucial in a relationship, so I'm going to set that aside. I like that. Hey, the World Series is almost over. Did anybody notice? The Texas Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks again last night. 3-1 lead. It could possibly end tonight with Game 5. However, the reason I bring it up is because the TV ratings for this World Series so far are in the toilet. They say this is now officially the least watched World Series in history.
Wow.
Fewer than 9 million people have tuned in for these games. 9 million?
That's nothing.
I mean, remember when like an episode of Survivor would get 34 million people or something.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Baseball.
That's just baseball. That's why.
Baseball is dying. What else? I'm going to set this aside too. This might be a topic for our show. Did you see the story about Denise Richards?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. I'm wondering if this could be fleshed out a little bit, if you'll pardon the pun, on our show. The headline is that she's trying to talk her daughter out of getting breast implants. Now, her daughter is 19 and has an OnlyFans page. And Denise Richards says that this 19-year-old daughter, Sammy, is talking about going to get breast implants now. And Denise Richards says she is against it because she got hers done at that age. And she says it's one of her biggest regrets. There is a show segment in here somewhere that I think we should probably try to cover on a variety of levels. And then the last thing I've got for you for the older people listening to this show, get a load of this, the Rolling Stones. Remember we played that new Rolling Stones song a few weeks ago?
Which was actually really good.
And we really liked it.
Decent.
Well, apparently a lot of people agree with us because the Stones have just become the first act in history to have top 10 albums in every decade since the 1960s.
Go Stones.
Whether it be 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, teens. That's 7 decades that they have had albums in the top 10.
Impressive. Very.
That's insane. And that song is pretty good. Maybe we'll dig it up later.
Your Boys in the Morning. Dom and Jeremy.
All right, let's dip our toe back into a little bit of Halloween. A lot of post-Halloween stories are coming out this morning, including this dentist that's gone kind of viral this morning. She's talking about the proper way that your kids should be eating candy, and here she is talking about it.
It's much better for your teeth if you sit down and eat your full bag of Halloween candy at one time. I know it's going to upset your belly, rather than we're going to hang on to this for the next couple months, and every couple hours we're going to get in there and get some kind of candy out.
Yeah, so her advice is just go for it, let your kids pig out, eat it all, get it over with, have a little tummy ache afterwards, but you're just basically shocking your teeth and system with all that sugar at once, and then you move on.
I guess
back
it makes
into
sense.
A better lifestyle. It absolutely makes sense.
It seems like common sense rather than having a sugar injection every day or so.
God, like I mentioned earlier, my kids have 4 freezer bags full of candy, so I don't know if I'm going to let them do that. But on the surface, it seems like a good idea. So kudos to her for making the news this morning. A couple other things. A high school teacher in Arizona is in trouble after dressing up as the devil, waving a pitchfork over his students and saying, "Hail Satan!" He's in a bit of a bind this morning. There was an elementary school in California that had a Halloween event, and somebody brought pot weed candy, of course. You're going to hear a lot of those stories today. And going back to TikTok, they posted some of the best couples costumes from TikTok this year. These were pretty solid. There was Flo and Jake from State Farm. There was Dr. Phil and the Cash Me Outside girl. Harry and Marv from Home Alone. And by far my favorite, I posted this on my personal Facebook page, was this guy dressed up as Indiana Jones, and he was being chased by probably his wife, who was dressed as a boulder. So the wife was the boulder, and he was Indiana. So freaking perfect.
That's
it was
really
so good. And then finally, I posted this link on our Facebook if you want to check it out. If you are stealing some of your kids' Halloween haul this year, the New York Post has a post about the best wines to pair with different candies. So if you're digging in and stealing the Kit Kats, you might want a Pinot with that. Candy corn goes with a nice Chardonnay. And they have a bunch of other examples on there, too, that's kind of cute. All right, let's talk about the president. Biden signed an executive order yesterday, I believe, on artificial intelligence. And I'll tell you why he got all freaked out and was pushing this through ASAP is because he sat down and watched the new Mission Impossible movie, Dead Reckoning Part 1. I think you saw that, didn't you, DT?
I did.
So anyway, I guess there's an AI program in the movie that goes rogue, essentially creating havoc for Tom Cruise and his team. And Biden got freaked out about this and said, wow, this AI is a real thing and this could really happen.
So what does his executive order do?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
I think there's all sorts of restrictions and like levels some of this stuff has to go through before it gets approval on the AI programs and what they're doing. Blah, blah, blah. I guess he got freaked out because he's seen pictures now of a fake version of him with his dog, or he's seen and heard about the technology of voice cloning so somebody could clone his voice, and he's like, oh my God!
I hope he's not fear-mongering with this, because I'm a big fan of all the AI stuff.
I know, but the downside, man, it's scary. So anyway, Biden's all up in AI's arse right now because of the Mission Impossible movie. Kim Kardashian is in trending this morning because of her latest Skims advertisement. She has that Skims brand, which is all like Under Armour, garments.
Underwear?
Wardrobe garments. I don't know. It's that stretchy stuff that sucks in all your fat.
Bras and panties?
Bras and panties and the stuff that like sucks in all your fat. Anyway, she's attempting
like
to make
Spanx?
Her... It's like Spanx. She's attempting to make her brand more eco-friendly. There's a video she posted on Instagram where she's talking about the Earth's temperature getting hotter and hotter. The sea levels are rising. The ice sheets are shrinking. So now she's going to release the ultimate new nipple bra from Skims. It comes with built-in nipples, so no matter how hot it is, you always look cold.
Okay.
And she says, unlike the icebergs, these aren't going anywhere. And she's like, pew, 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 pew. Anyway, the big shtick is like if she sells a lot of these, she's going to donate to a lot of climate-friendly causes and stuff. But everyone's all like, oh. It's a good-looking bra, though. I mean, I watched the video just for research. It looked fine.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It looked fine.
And I feel fine.
I think I have a Fat America for you. I do. It's from DiGiorno. DiGiorno is selling a Thanksgiving pizza right now, which features turkey, a gravy sauce, sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, mozzarella cheddar, and some sort of crispy onion topping, all piled high on a Detroit-style crust. Dom, did you see the pictures of this?
I read the headline. I didn't see the picture. Can you replace the turkey with ham?
Nope, I don't think so. It's for Thanksgiving. So they got to do turkey.
I know, but I have ham on Thanksgiving.
I guess you could pick it off and put your own ham on there. Anyway.
Otherwise, I would try it.
I guess you can only order them online for a limited time. They come out each Wednesday. It'll cost $11.23. I get it, because it's on Thanksgiving. $11.23. Anyway, that's your Fat America today. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Really funny video this morning of a family in Great Britain that bought grandma a wheelchair as a gift. And she pretty much told him to shove it where the sun don't shine. It's the most pissed off grandma I have ever seen, because she does not want a wheelchair as a gift. Check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.